Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Are zombies real? And you might say, oh, come on, Bull. No, of course not. Those are works of fiction. And you know what? I agree. The answer is no and yes. Biologically, there is no such thing as a zombie. But psychologically, yes, spiritually, professionally, is it possible that there is such a thing as a zombie? What is a zombie anyway? A zombie is a dead person who is moving about, walking around, doing stuff, attacking people, eating people. And think about it. Have you met anyone in your life, a bunch of people who are lifeless, going through the motions of life, waking up, going to work, scrolling through social, watching TV, going back to bed, waking up in the morning, doing the same thing without joy, without peace, without love, without passion? My friend, we can announce to the world that they do not have to be zombies. This is not the plan of God. There are three things that you need to do so that you prevent yourself from being a zombie. Here's number one, purpose. It's all about purpose. When you know that what you're doing is contributing to something far bigger than yourself. Remember the story about this journalist? He was walking on the road and then he sees two builders, two masons, and they were putting one brick on top of the other. And so this journalist went to the first builder and says, "What are you doing?" And then the builder said, "Oh, don't you see? I'm putting one brick on top of this other brick, and then I'm going to repeat it. Put another brick on top of this other brick, and then you see, I'm going to put another brick." So that's what he saw, my friend. He goes to the other builder, who seems happy, who is smiling. "Ah," the journalist asked, "what are you doing?" And this guy, beaming, says, "I am building a cathedral." In his mind, he was not just putting one brick on top of the other. No, he was building the church of God, the house of God, where people would come for generations. For generations, they will be coming here. They will be praying. They will be worshiping God. They will be encountering the presence of the Lord. Generation after generation after generation. He saw that. And that's why he was happy. Number one, you want to stop being a zombie? You look for your purpose. Number two, you look for gratitude, because when you see the blessings are in front of you, how can you not be happy? A lot of people today, I compare them to that child inside a room. Around him are those expensive toys, overflowing with expensive toys. And then the child, looking very glum, says, "I'm bored." And you're, "What? How can you be bored?" People are like that. They're surrounded by so many blessings and they don't see it. Ah, why? My friend, there is a lack of gratitude. And number three, if you want to stop being a zombie, number three would be relationships. Because life is not about you. Life is about others. It's about loving God and loving others. In our gospel for today, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believes in him will not perish, will not die." What is this death? This death, of course, could be eternal death, but it could also be the death that many people are experiencing now on planet Earth. People who are lifeless, people who do not have joy, people who don't have that sense of purpose, people who do not have a relationship with God that is ongoing and enriching. Let's come before Jesus and accept him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just say, "Jesus, I receive you in my life. Be my Lord. I want to follow you and I want to obey you and I want you to be my King forever." In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friend, Do you feel fear in your heart right now that your money is stuck? It's not growing. Your needs are growing, but your money is not and will not be enough to meet your needs. There is a solution. It doesn't have to be that way. How? Come and join our seminar. There is a seminar that's happening near you. Click the link below. Make it happen. It's your turn. Start growing in financial abundance. Click that link and I'll see you there.